What do famous artists and healers in MMOs have in common? Neither are appreciated until after they're dead. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of January 8th, 2015. I'm Simon Etwell, and as always, I'm joined by.
Pablo Picasso.
You wish you were Pablo Picasso, except for maybe the dead part.
Yeah.
I don't know why I struggled reading the date. I have it in front of me. The date, January 8th, 2015. I don't know why I sounded so unsure that that was the date.
I understand. My brain has not been there today, so this episode is going to be rough on my side.
Well, hopefully I can pick up the slack. I slept lots today in the fact that I forgot to plug my phone in, so it died before my alarm went off.
I
Which is fine, I
had
guess.
a quarter for every time that happened.
Yeah,
Or
that's.
any denomination, really. It would be profitable.
Pennies don't exist anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They're gone. Out
I
the
forgot.
window. No, they don't
I forgot.
exist at all. They're gone everywhere.
Is it
Anyway,
still a thing in America?
I believe what I was just told is that the states still use them. So yes, the answer to your question is yes. It is still a
Sweet.
thing
We could
in
get our
America.
penny fixed on the other side of the border.
Yeah, just cross the border, just to use pennies and come
What
back.
business do you have, sir? I want to use pennies!
Wow, if ever there was, honestly, that'll get you stopped at the border, I bet. That'll get your car searched. Go spend my pennies. Oh
I
man.
got all these jars of pennies I need to use.
Oh
Let me
God.
through.
Okay, this is gonna be a great show, guys. We're gonna stay on topic, and it's not gonna be 3 hours long. One of those things is definitely untrue.
One of them.
So, speaking of topic, let's get into movies. The movies topics.
All right.
So, first off, Ant-Man trailer. That happened on Tuesday with the premiere of Agent Carter.
The actual trailer,
The actual trailer.
human-sized.
Not the. I mean, also, Marvel released that trailer, that ant-sized trailer, in normal size. But that's a teaser trailer, and that was a couple days before this trailer came out, so I just decided to do the one with Agent Carter instead. There's a link in our notes. Have you seen this trailer, Andrew? Did you watch it?
I'm a loser.
You're the worst.
I only saw the people-sized version of the ant-sized one.
The worst. It's good. I mean, I saw. Funny, I saw it somewhere. People were saying that, you see too much, but you don't really see anything. You see him in the suit. You see him out of the suit. You see him talking to, I've forgotten his name. He's very famous. And he's the older guy who's the main guy in this movie.
The actor.
The actor. The actor who isn't Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
God damn it. Michael Douglas. Like, it's not like Michael Douglas is not super fucking famous or anything. Well,
No.
pretty famous. Very, like, he's a well-known guy. You should
He's a
know.
B actor. What are you talking about?
Should clearly be able to remember the name of Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
And it just left my brain. Wow. But yeah, no, the trailer's good. You get to see him ride an ant. When he's small.
One of the things he does.
Got a nice little joke in at the end. It's kind of the last thing they show in the trailer is a little joke. It's actually a pretty good joke. But yeah, it's good. Everybody who hasn't seen it should totally see it. I don't think there's anything that was in the Ant-Size teaser trailer that isn't in this trailer. Pretty sure
mean, the
there is.
Ant-Size trailer was really short.
Yeah, it was. That's why I didn't bother. Because sometimes, if there's two trailers that came out in a short span of time, I'll put links to both if there's enough different things. But no, there's like nothing in that trailer. So, this trailer has more.
I mean, it actually has a costume too.
Yeah, it does. Sure, get a good, a few couple looks at the, a few couple? Oh my god, I cannot speak. A few good looks at the costume. You don't, however, I don't think you see Yellow Jacket in the trailer,
Unless he looks exactly like Ant-Man.
which is interesting because I believe we've seen pictures of, you know, Yellow Jacket from the movie, but I could be wrong. Or they could be fake. You know, internet.
Internet does that.
So yeah, in our show notes, which will be up on the site. Next, got a couple of release
Next.
dates. Next, so first release date, Gambit. The Gambit movie is betting on October 7th, 2016. Yep, that's right. It's another poor joke in my headline writing.
Oh.
Gambit betting, you know. Yeah, no,
Because
it's
he's
bad.
Gambit. He
Yeah.
has cards.
Yep. I just wanted to make a bad joke and then print out that I made a bad joke.
Missed it. They went right over my head.
Your reflexes aren't fast enough.
Could not catch it.
So yes, October 7th, 2016 is the date for the Channing Tatum Gambit movie, which is
Solo movie.
an interesting date. Like, October traditionally doesn't really do that well movie-wise, because you're still, you know, you're out of the summer, big blockbusters, and you're not quite in, you know, you're not in winter, Christmas sort of time. You're in that dead zone where people, like, oh yeah, I gotta start saving my money now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that means there won't be that many huge budget movies released that time.
No competition.
Yeah, less, at the very least, less competition. So, you know, it could work out for them.
It's almost my birthday.
Right, your birthday is sometime that month.
Yeah, it's 2 days prior.
Continuing on with release, from, I'm pretty sure the same stat
Assassin's Creed.
has a release date now of December 21st, 2016. So just a couple of months after Gambit. We still pretty much know nothing about the movie besides it's Assassin's Creed and Michael Fassbender stars in it. I think we don't know if it's as a character or a time period from the games, or if
Or
it's,
overarching plot.
yeah, we pretty much know nothing, but Assassin's Creed and Michael Fassbender. But December 21st, 2016. So I mean, we still got almost 2 years before that movie comes out. Also, terribly in the release dates news here. Fantastic Four, you know, the movie that comes out in a couple of months that we haven't seen a trailer for or anything. Well, they
We're
have,
dreading the trailer for.
yeah, we are dreading the trailer for. It also, the sequel to that has a release date
I hate
now.
this world.
Yeah.
I quit.
Professor Farnsworth, I don't want to live on this world anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. So the release date for the Fantastic Four sequel is June 2nd, 2017. I
If we stop
highly,
talking about it, it'll go away.
yeah, I wish, I wish. Usually, when studios do release dates before a movie comes out, it's because they're really confident in how the movie's gonna do. This one, I hope it's just because they want to keep the rights, not because they really think they're gonna do well with this movie. Because if
Probably.
they're just that oblivious, I mean, God.
I really hope they aren't.
Bad. Anyway, I'm gonna move
It's
on.
still Fox, right?
I think so. I don't remember. So that's, I think yeah. No, I think it is Fox. Same people who have X-Men and Gambit, I'm pretty sure. That's Fox. Yeah, and Sony has Spider-Man.
So hit and miss.
Spider-Man. Yeah, no, there. I'm gonna move on to better news. Happier news. About Lego Movie. The Lego Movie.
Hey, I think you mean awesome news.
The Lego Movie 2. I'm skipping right over that everything is awesome comment, just so you know. Skipping over it. Not gonna start. Not that song. I just want to acknowledge that I did understand you were trying to bait somebody into singing Everything Is Awesome, and I wanted to tell
Whatever,
you
all
that
the listeners did it. You know it.
I wasn't gonna do it. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who are the writers for the Lego Movie and the Lego Movie 2, was talking to Empire Magazine, and they said that the sequel will be taking place 4 years after the original movie, at least. And it'll again have the young boy, I don't know if he got a name, from the meta plot is what they're saying here. So the human boy, but 4 years older, like as an adolescent. And they basically said, here, I'll read the quote. "Well, I don't want to give you spoilers, but we were really interested in what happens to that boy who's in the meta story in the first movie when he's 4 years older. When he's an adolescent, how does that change his point of view?" And so it'll still feature the characters from the Lego universe. Obviously, it is still the Lego movie. And talked about they also have grown up in their own ways, because they say, another quote here, "Emmett, for example, was in an existential crisis of having seen another dimension, and was questioning the whole point of his existence." So that'll be interesting, I guess. I mean, I don't really know. Like, I get it from the human point, the 4 years makes a difference. I don't really know how 4 years makes a difference in Lego. You know? Lego is, Lego.
I think you mean timeless.
I guess you could say that too.
I could, and I did, because it is.
To all the people who are out there wondering why I just had the Google Plus leaving sound, because every sound that my computer makes gets recorded, that was an extra me. We didn't have a weird third person listening in silently. It was my computer being stupid.
Yep, Simon's computer's dumb.
Or the internet, actually, not my computer. My computer's fine. It's the internet.
Both.
Anyway, hey, my computer is fine for a computer that I don't properly take care of that's years old. And a
It's
laptop.
mutiny.
Mutiny? You think?
Mutineering?
I think. What?
It's trying to mutiny.
Oh, it's trying to mute. Okay, I get it now. I thought you were saying what I was saying was mutiny. And I was like, that's what I get it. I get it. Anyway, let's move on to the last thing in the movie news. Just a quick thing about the Warcraft movie.
Warcraft.
The director, Duncan Jones, was being interviewed by a Chinese movie news site, and he shed some light onto a little bit on what to expect from the Warcraft movie, because we re realistically up before this point had no idea, besides it's set in the Warcraft universe. He said, basically, this is going to be first contact. It's going to be from the first time the orcs and the humans met. Which makes a lot of sense because while I'm going to say most of the people going up to see this movie have probably some grounding in the Warcraft universe, either World of Warcraft or Warcraft 1, 2, or 3. Not everybody. You will get random people going, hey, that looks really cool. Let's go see Warcraft, who have no idea what the fuck it is, somehow. Although,
No,
is
but
there
I
any.
expect that a lot of people have at least some knowledge
I
about
mean,
it.
I was gonna say, it'll probably be more like Warcraft. Oh, isn't that internet game? Is it made a movie out of that? That's probably what it'll be, actually.
That's that game that all the kids are playing these days.
Pretty much everybody has heard of it, even if they have no idea any of the story. Also, he was he Duncan Jones said that when he met with Metzen and the other guys from Blizzard, they, he felt lucky that they both kind of agreed that they wanted to come at this the same way, where they didn't want it, a good race of humans or a good race of orcs battling an evil race of humans or an evil race of orcs. They wanted to be somewhat like the game where, there's good and evil guys on both sides. And,
Which is good. You're not going to piss off half of the people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mind you,
Because, like, if this was an alliance-centric movie, going, alliance is best, kill all the orcs, then I'd be a little grumpy.
and
Still watch it, but I'd be grumpy.
if it was, the opposite of that and the horde centric and the humans are evil, then there'd be like 25 people out there who'd be angry. Right? That's how many people play Alliance, right?
Probably. And they're all little children. You
It'd
play
be.
Alliance? I'm not even sorry.
Mean, I'll admit, my first couple of characters were Alliance, but that was also before I really. I mean, I played the games, but I didn't really know much of the lore outside of the games. I was also because my friend who got me into the game played Alliance, so I kind of had to do that. Otherwise, I was playing by myself, which is not something you can do when starting an MMO.
I've been doing the Warcraft thing like forever, since Warcraft 1.
Yeah, I've played Warcraft since one, but I didn't go out of my way to really learn the story outside of what they showed you in the games. Unlike now, I do go out of my way to learn the story outside of what they show you in the games.
Books are hard.
You just say books are hard?
Yep.
Well, that's why you have audiobooks, right?
Exactly.
Audiobooks are less hard.
This is where we would plug our Audible promo code if we had one.
If I had one.
If I had one, we were a real podcast.
I gotta write something down here. Okay. Eight. As I just messed up the recording a little bit, but that's okay. Because I do that.
That's what post is for.
That's exactly. This is why I have to. I'll just edit this. This is exactly why I have to write it down. So I can remember where I have to look in post where I screwed it up. Right there. Now, continuing on with the show notes. Let's move on into TV, which
Television.
also has two more release dates in it, actually. First, Daredevil. Netflix has announced that Daredevil will be released April 10th, 2015. So that's only in like 3 months. And also that AKA Jessica Jones might not come out in 2015, it might be 2016 before the next Defenders one comes out. Because they've said they say they plan on about a year between them, either they're 8, some might do 8 months, some might do like 15. They want to make sure they have enough time to be good,
Which
I
is good.
guess, basically. Yeah. It's also a thing you can do when you're somebody like Netflix, where you both control the production and release of your shows.
Yeah.
Like, every televised show, almost none of them, like, production company is one thing, and then the channel that releases it, maybe they're owned by the same people, but they're not actually the same people, as opposed to Netflix, where they're literally the same people. So yeah, just a few months, and then we get some Daredevil on our Netflix.
More MCU to consume.
How much
There's so much.
of it is on Netflix? Is it all on Netflix? All the, except for maybe Guardians, the newer ones, or will it be?
No, I think so. I think it is all about Guardians. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. needs to catch up still, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, probably. Season one might be on, but season two certainly
Yeah,
wouldn't be.
season one is on there. Season two, as far as I last checked, isn't. I'm all there yet.
I mean, that, as I was just thinking, it makes a lot of sense that Netflix would get that stuff real quick now
Yeah,
that
now that
they're
they're
in,
more involved with
yeah,
the whole
with
thing.
Marvel. Yeah, the MCU. Oh, that was good, Andrew. Speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I know.
when it returns, I don't think that was on purpose, but I'm
No,
coming in.
totally on purpose.
When it returns, after the winter break thing that every TV show does now, for at least a few episodes, Edward James Olmos will guest star. I've.
Admiral frickin'
Oops. I've forgotten the name of his character now. Now I have to look it up because I expected that I could
Adama.
remember it. But yeah, it's just a guest star. Guest starring, well, not, he's not permanently going to be on the show, which is too bad because I kind of want him to be permanently on the show. And maybe if we're lucky, he'll be really popular and they'll somehow convince him to
Yeah.
stay on the show permanently.
Bill Paxton was on there for a while.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I expected. It'll probably be, he was on there for what, 10-ish, around 10 episodes? Maybe not quite, maybe 7 or 8.
Not quite, but a good portion of
Yeah.
the season one.
Good portion of the end. A couple sort of in the middle, then he came back at the end for a few.
Or like all of the end.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, so Robert Gonzalez is the name of Edward James Olmos's character. It is not a name that I recognize in any way, shape, or form.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. does all these new things.
But yes. And also, Edward James Olmos is awesome. And
Yeah.
I think him plus Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is great. Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. plus him is great. Either way. Now for the second TV release date. Game of Thrones Season 5 will be airing, or starting, I suppose, on Sunday, April 12th. Which I think lines up with that prediction slash guess that I stole slash agreed with last week. Because of the special. That's similar to what they did last season.
Yeah. Which I also agreed with.
I still haven't finished season 4. I just haven't watched the last two episodes.
But you know what happens.
Yeah, you know. And I heard about it because people was talking about it. Because people do that. So, April, guys. April 10th for Daredevil, April 12th for Game of Thrones, guys. So, when you finish binging your Daredevil, you can start Game of Thrones right away. I guess.
If you're so inclined.
If you're so inclined. Okay, Andrew, I didn't hear about this next thing, so you can talk about this one. Take the lead.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson. Wow. Grass Tyson. We'll be getting late night talk show on National Geographic. And this is probably following up on his Cosmos success.
Is everywhere a success? He's super popular.
He is. I mean, he basically runs the internet.
Yeah, he kind of does. It's weird.
But he's awesome.
I also didn't know National Geographic had a channel.
Yeah, me either. Thought it was just those magazines that take up space in doctors' offices.
Oh, not just doctor's offices. Maybe we don't have them anymore. My father had like a collection of National Geographics, years in the making. We may not have them because some of them at least got a little torn up by animals, like the spines, because they're just sitting on the bottom shelves of a bookcase. So we may have gotten rid of them, but yeah, he had a years of a collection of National Geographic magazines.
Interesting.
Was a lot of magazines, man. I did not read a single one of them personally. What is the name of this show, Andrew? Did you say?
Star Talk.
Star Talk.
Star Lord, man.
Star Lord, man. So you should get Star Lord. You should put Star Talk on. What was the the Enterprise's lounge was Star something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway, take Star Talk, put it in some Star Trek in a Star Trek ship, and you can get Star Lord and Star Burns as guests. Is that enough?
God.
Is that enough stars for you?
And they can all dance.
And they can all dance. Okay. Oh, Dancing with the Stars. Got it. Got it.
Yep.
Took me a second because I don't watch reality TV. I try to ignore its existence.
Hooray! Yeah, that we should end with
Yep.
that.
But we didn't. We ended with you going and second guessing yourself. Anyway. On to games, which is not, there's not a lot of game news this week. First, so we all know that Nintendo is doing Majora's Mask, on 3DS, like they did with Ocarina of Time. Yes?
Yes.
Well, apparently they're doing a special edition where you'll get I don't know what the size, but you'll be getting like a Skull Kid statue or figurine or something.
My God, I need it.
The only difference between a statue and figurine is like how tall they are, right? Like pretty much.
Depends. Like I'd say that the posability is the difference,
I
but
guess,
sometimes figurines can be like a statue.
yeah.
I think that they're created like the Obi-Wan thing I have is a statue.
It's definitely a statue.
And
Yes.
the other sideshow stuff are classified as like figures. So,
I think it might be
and they're all posable and whatnot.
maybe. Anyway, and apparently the price point, what's most interesting about this, besides that statue is going to be awesome, I'm sure, because Skull Kid, the price point that has been quoted so far for the special edition with the statue is $49.99. I'm not sure if that's like a mistake, or somebody converting the price from yen to dollars wrong, but that seems really cheap.
I don't know, but I'm googling pre-orders for it right now. Might not have money, but that's a problem for future Andrew to deal
Oh boy. Past Andrew.
with.
Past Andrew's a jerk. That's what future Andrew's gonna say.
Yep.
So that'll be awesome, especially if that is the correct price point and not a mistake, because that's what they could sell the game at easily. Like, just regular shitty game. Well, just regular game with nothing extra. But with the extra thing at that price point is crazy.
Yeah, because the regular game is just like 44 Canadian. I don't know what that translates into. Not a Canadian.
Something. Something.
Something.
I don't know. I can't do money.
Neither.
Anyway, Andrew, what is this about League of Legends working on their own network?
Yeah, so this is awesome news. I mean, I'm not really a LoL fan. I like Dota more, but they're essentially the same thing, so it's really just
I've played neither.
preference.
Just throwing that out there. I've played
Well,
absolutely zero of both.
they're MOBAs, in case you didn't
Somehow
know.
don't know.
Somehow, they LoL making their own network, which basically means they're working with ISPs to help them run lag-free. And you know how internet works, right?
No, I have no idea how the internet works.
Let me educate
It's a series of tubes, right?
you. It is not like a big truck. You can't just dump something on, I don't know. Anyway, so you gotta like talk to diff the network goes along the lines, and depending on how far it has to travel, your ping is whatever. So say you gotta talk to Toronto or Vancouver. Your Vancouver talking is gonna be longer.
Yeah,
I don't
higher
think
ping.
anyone's gotta go to Vancouver with their network, but I don't know, just an example. I really hope not, because either your ping would suck. So they're working with ISPs to just help LoL itself get a more direct connection, so it doesn't have to bounce between things that are so far, because they don't have to send a lot of data. They just have to send small data really quickly, which is the difference between video games and content like Netflix or YouTube, where you can buffer YouTube or Netflix. You can't really buffer a live game.
This is true.
So, this is cool news.
It cool news? That was a thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that thing was, though.
I don't know either, but it
Just,
was a thing.
I just know the name. Somebody can educate us on what it was, either by emailing or Twitter or Facebook or on the website or in an iTunes review.
Five stars.
Anyway, so to finish out the game news, just wanna, is this just a quick mention because we didn't have anything else to talk about in here, Andrew?
Yeah,
That's
and
what
it's good.
it
We have a
feels
running
like.
thing where we like to update everyone.
And I believe my guess for how long it is until this game comes out gets longer every time.
Well, it's getting somewhere. I mean, Star Citizen has hit $69 million and it counting, because it's not stopping here.
The buck does not stop here.
definitely does not stop here. But the flight simulator thing, the arena hit version one. The combat had some beta demos recently.
Like the non-ship combat?
What?
I thought they already had that. Or is that just flying? Before now it's
No, it's
flying
the
combat.
first person one.
Oh, the
Like
first.
the
Oh.
actual shooter part of the game had some demos where it was them playing it demos, so it's not available to people, but they flew the ship onto the bigger ship. And then did all their crazy assault stuff.
Interesting.
So it's coming together, actually, and seeing stuff happen is more exciting. all the time.
They
Rather
should
than just
totally.
showing, look at these ships that you can
Yeah.
buy
Yeah. I
and
should.
never ever fly.
I really need to either invest in a joystick or a HOTAS or something that can get my joystick that I already have to work.
Yeah, I'd just get a new joystick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I don't
You get
think
a
the.
pretty good one for cheap.
Yeah, I don't think the adapter will be worth it considering the cost of a new joystick.
Yeah. Plus, you'll want one that has the side thing, the throttly
Yeah, no, this
jigger.
joystick has a throttle, it has extra buttons. Like, this joystick may be like 10 years old, but it was clearly the one I used when I was doing flight simulators. So it has all the shit for flying. I'm just not sure it would work through an adapter.
Right.
But I really want a hands-on tactile. What the hell does HOTAS stand for? No, hands-on throttle and stick. Maybe with pedals if I really want to be ridiculous, but I don't understand the need of pedals for that.
Well,
I
this
believe.
game, I think, will lend itself really well to that kind of over the top.
Get all of the peripheral. All
'Cause it's
of
hard
it.
to fly with it the way it is.
God, I know. When that flight sim, like the beta of it first hit, I got it. Eventually I figured out how to get into my ship, and then eventually I figured out how to launch my ship. And then I crashed back into the space station I just launched out of because I started spinning in space. I had no idea how to stop. So
Because inertia, I think.
I just flew and I crashed. Then I
Physics
quit.
happen
And
in this
then I
game.
quit.
But I can't wait for this game to be finished. I really regret looking at the stuff that they've been putting out.
Because it makes you
Because
want
I'm
it.
like super jazzed for it, but I'm not gonna see anything for a while still.
No, there's gonna be no playing for a bit. That's all right, Andrew. We still have WoW and
Yeah.
other things. I was gonna look at my Steam list. You still have Shadow of Mordor, maybe. I don't know if you've beaten that.
Yeah, I do. I still haven't finished Shadow of Mordor. Still have to finish Transformers.
Oh, the second one? Yeah, fucking. Why did they take out goddamn co-op campaign, man?
Those are dicks.
It's the best. Anyway.
I blame Michael Bay.
No,
He had nothing to do with it,
I
but.
blame Michael Bay for the third one that I have that's much harder again. I got to a point where it was annoying, so I stopped playing it for a while. Mind you, when that happened in the second one, I went back, like, months later, I just loaded up the game, bam, I breezed through it. It's like, I died, I died, I died, I died, I died. I was like, wait, fuck this, I'm gonna play something else. Come back months later, okay, they're all dead. It's like that dungeon we ran in WoW.
Yeah,
Just white buttons
died and
lost.
died,
Just
and they
white
just. I didn't even have to heal, guys.
buttons. Just what happened? I don't know. I didn't do anything. I don't know. I didn't do anything. Weird.
Well.
Anyway, let's move on. We'll finish it up with the comics news.
Comics.
So, let's start with World of Warcraft Chronicle. So
This is cool.
Dark Horse Comics and Blizzard are going to start our World of Warcraft comic series card World of Warcraft Chronicle. Imagine that. Actually, it's a book series. I think I'd call it a comic. It's actually a book series. It's prose novels that'll tell the history of Warcraft's universe. So starting with World of Warcraft Chronicle, Volume 1. Imagine that. So creative. I don't know how many times I've said World of Warcraft Chronicle, but I want to keep saying it until I can't say it anymore. Because every time, I don't know if you've noticed, but every time I've said it worse.
Yeah.
Starting to just slur those words.
Some slight degradate god god.
That was the best word to stumble on. Degradation is the word you're looking
Man.
for.
I told you this is gonna be a rough episode for
All right, so anyway,
me.
According to Dark Horse, the first volume will be about how the Warcraft universe came into existence, along with Azeroth's secret history and origins. And so I guess that'll feature the Titans and the dragon aspects and all that fun stuff that were there for way, way early. The way, way back. And then subsequent volumes will fill in narrative gaps between the universe's beginnings and its current state in the games.
Yeah, I hope this fixes up the canon, because it's a little weird.
It's a little blurry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they keep better control of it than, say, Star Wars did, but they've still got quite a few different authors, writing their different books. And even almost all of that is post Warcraft 2. There's nothing except for like War of the Ancients, where people from post Warcraft 2 go back in time. You pretty much see nothing from the way, way back
Yeah.
in most of the books. But I'm very interested in this because I like the WoW lore, as stated earlier. So I'm very, very interested in that. That I just closed the tab of before reading when the release dates come out. Or if there is a release date. Because I'm a professional, guys. So there it is. World of Warcraft Chronicle Volume 1 arrived in comic shops and bookstores this November. Next is Star Wars comics, guys. Star Wars.
The Star Wars.
Marvel has announced two new Star Wars epic collections. So I guess it's previous Marvel comics that they're just collecting in trade paperbacks, large trade paperbacks. Although I believe the term is oversized. Because hey, why not? So first, the New Republic's Epic Collection Star Wars: The New Republic, Volume 1, which is obviously Legends, because it takes place directly after the events of Return of the Jedi.
Then it's
So
Legends.
it's clearly Legends. I mean, they're both actually labeled as Legends, but this one's clearly Legends. So it'll the Emperor's Apprentice, Mara Jade, makes a bid for revenge, so it'll cover the Mara Jade bit. Criminal Element, clash over claiming Jabba the Hutt's empire, and the guy who wrote this article misspoke Jabba. He only put one B. JABA. I'm pretty sure it's JABBA.
Yeah, it's
Anyway.
BBA. It's 100% BBA.
Oh, wait. I found the extra B, Andrew. While a Boba Fett impersonator claims that he's a true bounty hunter, Boba Fett has three B's in it. BOBBA.
Weird. Like that, he just lost and then
Just moved.
came
Yeah.
up elsewhere.
Oh shit, I missed
Because
the B.
Boba definitely does not
I
have
better
two
add the B
B's
in here.
beside each other.
Yeah.
You can ask me. I'm a professional.
You are a professional when it comes to Boba Fett information.
I've got the bounty hunter code right beside me.
Plus with three with I don't know why, but when you have the two B's after the O, it looks more like it should be Baba. Baba
Baba.
Fett. Hey guys,
Baba.
my name's Baba Fett.
Name's Baba. Baba Fett.
Anyway, the second epic collection is Star Wars: The Old Republic, still classified as Legends, at least on this cover picture I'm looking at. So The Old Republic Volume 1, which collects the tales of the ancient Jedi Knights of the Old Republic. So this collection focuses on a Jedi named Zane Kerrick, who faces murder charges after being framed for murder for pulling an Anakin and murdering a slew of Padawans. But so he's trying to clear his name, so he's traveling to the galaxy's farthest edges, farthest edges, along with his spirit's greatest limits, to find the real Padawan killer. I have not read any of the old Marvel comic stuff, which this is, so these are both new to me. I'm interested in it because, guys, guess what? I like Star Wars.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, I like Star Wars. So the New Republic collection, the post Return of the Jedi, hits comic shops this May, while the Old Republic collection arrives in July. And I want them both. All right, Andrew. I didn't read about this, even though I saw it in the notes, and I was like, I could Google that, but I didn't. So, tell me about IDW and Top Shelf.
So, do you know about Top Shelf?
I mean, I've heard the name.
Okay, Top Shelf, previously indie, publisher of comics. They've done this like Nemo and Extraordinary Gentleman thing,
Right,
and
yes.
they've done a bunch of other cool ones. Like, there's a comic called WYSIWYG. The comic selection isn't really that big, but what.
Well, no, they're indie.
And IDW, I love IDW because they do Samurai Jack and Ninja Turtles and.
Also indie, but slightly less indie.
So IDW has acquired Top Shelf.
Which could mean a couple things. It could either mean that IDW just owns Top Shelf and Top Shelf's going to keep doing its thing under the Top Shelf name, but IDW gets a cut. Or it could mean that all the stuff that was previously Top Shelf is now going to be labeled IDW. You know? Either way, I mean, generally, when another, fairly small publishing house, I guess you could classify them as, like IDW, gets an even smaller one, they don't usually, screw around and go, no, I'm gonna just mess all this shit up. But, like happens when sometimes big companies get small companies, they go, no, we can fix this and do this and change this. But then you're like, but then it's not what we had before. So this probably won't screw anything up. Hopefully, it'll just make things better. That's my optimistic point to end the show on today. So thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75. Andrew is at
I
something.
am
Yep.
at DUP3.
Yep, there you go. You can also find the show at Queekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is queeklynews.com. You can find the show notes there, you can stream the episodes there, you can find some reviews and some blog posts. You can find a link to subscribe via RSS, you can find a link to the iTunes page, which we would really love a rating and review on iTunes
Five stairs, please.
because it makes us feel good and it,
And helps people find us.
yeah, and eventually helps people find us, hopefully. And hopefully they'll like us and rate, and it'll be a great cycle of ratings.
Yeah. A snowball effect.
That's it. Snowball effect. All I could think of was vicious cycle, and I was like, no, that's the opposite of this. This is a
It's
good
the most
cycle.
vicious cycle.
You can also email us at feedback@greeklynews.com. You could comment directly on, pretty sure every page, except for maybe the main page on the site, has a comment form at the bottom. Or you can find us on facebook.com/GweeklyNews, because that's our brand and we gotta stick to it.
Yep, because they're bright.
Yeah, so I was just watching a Drunks and Dragons thing earlier today, so.
So far behind in Drinks and
So,
Dragons.
oh, so am I. I'm like 5 or 6 episodes behind. I'll tell you about
I'm
what I watched earlier, or later, when we end the show. Because we're ending the show right now. So,
That's for our after-hours podcast, talking about other podcasts.
yeah, hey, we didn't name drop. It's been so
Name drop.
long. It's been so long, we both forgot, Andrew.
Yep.
Wow. Anyway.
Horrible.
Anyway, thank you, guys and girls out there for listening. And for some odd reason, putting up with our random bullshit. Or maybe even finding our random bullshit amusing, and that's why you listen. That is all we have for this week. So again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Ugh.
Goodbye, darkness.
That might be copywritten. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Dr. Nick. That might be copywritten. You should
It
be
might be.
careful.
No.